Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, remember that young girl that had a very terrible thing happen with the Taliban where she got shot, Michael?
That's right, and she gave the most powerful speech, the United Nations.
Changing the world.
Very much. Well, on today's show, we've got the UNICEF Young Ambassador, Hayley Maguire, who actually sat next to Malala at this month's UN Youth Assembly. Hi, how are you, Hayley? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, that must have been quite an experience, sitting alongside her and listening to her moving address, was it?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty surreal. I'm just really glad that I had the opportunity to do it, yeah.
Mm. What did you learn from her, you know, as a young girl, and how has she inspired you in your own work?
Well, I think she really demonstrates that you're never too young to stand up for an issue that you believe in. Mm. And I think that sometimes it takes a lot of courage to be able to do that, but I think she's like the definition of being able to stand up despite objection, despite prosecution, and despite, you know, even your life being in danger.
Mm. Now, you yourself are an advocate for better access to education for Australia's Indigenous youth. Tell me in terms of how important the education is for the Indigenous youth across Australia and what you're doing to help that.
Well, I think that education is really the only way that we can determine our lives and our future. I also think that in Australian schools, it's important that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are represented in the curriculum. And so I really see my future, well, I really want to dedicate my career to promoting local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander histories in schools and in curriculum.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a national curriculum and there's a national agenda, but I think there's so many different Aboriginal nations with different histories, and I think those are the stories that should be included in the schools.
Tell me, what are some of the obstacles faced by young Indigenous people?
There's a lot of marginalisation for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children in their school life. And I think there's a lot of barriers, and I think it's mainly just not, well, for me personally, I never felt that my culture was included in the school, apart from one week out of the year when we got to, you know, throw a few boomerangs during NAIDOC week. So
it was almost like a token gesture.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Whereas I think that, you know, if children really want to grow up to respect Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, then they really have to know full history of what's happened in this country.
So October 11th is International Day of the Girl Child. Currently 31 million girls around the world don't go to school. How does that make you feel?
I mean, I understand the different political and conflict areas that are happening in different countries, but I think, you know, if we educate our girls, if we educate women, then we're providing better homes for our children. We're creating, I don't know, I can't even describe how annoying it is to think that that many women are being disadvantaged in their life. But I think there's a lot of people that are here to close those numbers down and to make sure that young girls have access to quality education.
As the UNICEF Youth Ambassador, what sort of programs have you been involved with?
As a UNICEF Ambassador, I had the opportunity to do a bit of UNICEF in training. I've also a part of the Youth Advocacy Group for the Global Education First Initiative. I was recently a facilitator for the National Indigenous Youth Leadership Academy, and I think that was really great, where we got 50 young Indigenous kids to come and create their own campaigns around different social issues.
Mm. Well, Hayley, you're doing a great job out there.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on today's program.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.